Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
The Fearless Honey Badger, Nick Cummins.
Geez, they must be short of good-looking roosters this year.
The Bachelor. And we're joined by Queensland girl, Tennille, who was out last night. Morning, hun.
Good morning.
Before we proceed.
We've got to be honest with you, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, we have a guy on the line. His name's Simon Ray. Say good morning, Simon.
Good morning, all.
He's a behavioural expert, and he can tell whether you are lying or truthful through just your voice.
This is not fair, because Tennille doesn't like body language experts, because obviously this week in The Bachelor you had one and they didn't give you a glowing report.
Yeah, I called him Stitch Up Steve.
Yes.
Stitch Up Simon.
Yeah. That's the gift that keeps giving.
Yeah.
Do you know, I'm really disappointed that you did get out, because you're my favourite to win. Even so much as when we had Nick on, because we're recording all the time, off air, I kept saying that you're the one that wins. And I like circled it, and this was his response off air.
Take that as a bit of a souvenir.
I've already decided who wins, Lorraine. Does Tennille have a nice personality?
Tennille is actually pretty good.
She's amazing.
Pretty good. Yeah.
That's a compliment.
I like her. Yeah.
She's my favourite.
Yeah, she is very beautiful.
Yeah. And then you got out. Did you just have no feelings for him, or he wasn't giving you enough?
No, look, I definitely had feelings for him, and I think that's where, like, the sort of tears and the sadness came from last night, is because I liked him, and I feel like he did have some feelings reciprocated, I hope, but it was just, we realised that it just wasn't going to work in that situation, in that environment. Like, nothing was going to come to fruition in there. Like, I don't think, I knew I wasn't going to be that girl at the end being like, oh my God, I'm falling in love with you. Like, I'm head over heels in love. Like, to me, that's just not realistic.
Did he call you bluff because you said maybe I should leave, and he said, I'll walk you to the car?
No, he did say, like, do you want to stay? Like, I really don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I haven't thought about it yet. Do you want to come into the rose ceremony? And I was like, hell no. No.
Right.
But I'd made my decision, and I was very at peace with it once I did.
Simon, is she at peace with her decision?
Yes, she is. She just doesn't like conflict.
You don't like conflict.
Simon's so much nicer than Steve.
I've never heard someone say that a girl who goes on The Bachelor doesn't like conflict. Usually they only get women who like conflict to go on that show.
Yeah, no, I signed up for the wrong show, didn't I?
Speaking of conflict, Romy.
Yeah.
Mm, she has said that she did say mean stuff.
Mm.
She did say it was edited.
Mm.
She's come out and said that it looked like she went and had a go at you twice at the cocktail ceremony, and then you ran away. She said in hindsight she actually came up to you and asked if you're okay. After, was that edited to look different?
I can see where she's saying the editing for difference is. Okay, so when she first came at me, that was actually when I went down the driveway. I was out of there. Then I came back, and that's when she came over and was like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You're aggressive. I went out a second time. Then I actually went and sat in the laundry because I was so over it at this stage, and she actually came and found me in the laundry too. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
She's got a GPS tracker.
Yeah.
Apparently those girls are getting some pretty bad hate online and stuff. Do you feel bad that they're getting that?
Oh, absolutely. Like, no one deserves that. That, like, I find that disgusting, and I really do feel for them because, I don't know. It's just not warranted.
Yeah.
Death threats and stuff like that. That's disgusting.
You've done
Simon?
Yeah.
Truly.
Yes.
Does she truly feel bad for them?
She does, because she loves people, and she doesn't like to see people hurt, and that's part of her character.
I think Simon's got a crush.
Yeah, Simon, are you single?
Are you single, Simon? Simon,
no, I don't think Simon is single.
Oh.
No, Simon's not single, so you've just, lined up a death.
Yep, he's being professional.
Thanks.
Have you done your own research and suspect who wins?
Oh, no. No, I haven't researched anything. I mean, I don't know who it is. Like, we truly don't know who it is.
He's single. He doesn't pick anyone at the end.
Matty thinks he doesn't pick anyone at all.
I don't know.
I think he has to. Like, he's got that ring in the preview, so he gives it to someone.
Hang on, did you
say? And he's only got one.
Hey, everyone's read how every book needs a happy ending. I really hope that this is the season where he just goes, nah, not in a no
you
one.
You know that'll happen after the show, though.
Yeah.
Brittany or Sophie? Who would you put your money on?
Brittany?
Confident?
Yeah. Really? No, but I like both of them, and I think, like, you've seen sort of equal amounts of both of them, so, if I was to choose out of the two of them.
You really have no idea, don't you? You've left that house and you've just gone, whatever, I don't care anymore.
I'm out, done.
And you haven't gone on a date since the show?
No, nothing. No.
Simon, is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, sadly, that's...
You're very truthful.
I could tell that. I could hear the toyness in her voice. That was an easy one.
Yeah. Well, Tennille, thanks for coming in this morning. Lovely to see you. The Bachelor, Wednesday and Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 10. It is really heating up. Nice to see you this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
And once again, thank you, Simon, behavioural profile and body language expert. Check out simonrea.com.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.